This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Alex Gold, Cody Tapp with you at Rally House Oak Park. Drew producing the show. He's going to be calling up Dusty Likens here about 10 minutes or so, 5 minutes or so, I should say. And we'll check in New Orleans, where the weather I'm very jealous of. It's like been 75 all week long. They're days away from the Super Bowl. We'll find out what they've been up to today post-show. Check in with Dusty, find out. A lot of people want us to ask him about not only the Bengals Who Day thing, but something with Diana Rossini today on Radio Row. I have no idea what you guys are talking about, but I will ask the question. I do not know what occurred. We'll let Dusty defend himself. There's a lot of allegations.
Defend himself?
There's a lot of allegations on the text line. That's all I'm saying. I don't know.
We're just bringing Dusty on this show just to make him defend himself in every way?
That's kind of how this goes. So, Dusty, be ready if you're already listening, man. Be ready for some explanations. These are from the listeners. We want questions answered that they have. So that's coming up. Of course, our big game coverage on 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Member-owned, open to all, invested in you. Join today at communityamerica.com. And as I said, we're at Rally House Oak Park. We just had some listeners we were talking to during the break. You have one more hour to come in here and register to win a $250 gift card. You'll get a phone call if you end up getting the win. You don't have to hang around. Stop on by, get some gear for Sunday. Real quickly, it takes, 15 seconds to fill out just your name and phone number and get entered to win a $250 gift card. Rally House, which should get you started towards your champs gear.
Yeah, and there, hopefully, in a couple of days, will be a lot of it. As you mentioned, they'll be open. If they do win on Sunday, they'll reopen for everybody, so you can get a chance to get all that gear while you're here.
I think one of the craziest stats we've seen of the week, and there's been tons of trends. It's Super Bowl week, so there's so many, so much information out there. The craziest one is just that the Chiefs are a perfect 29-0 over the last 3 years when they lead after the first quarter. That's insane. Let me say that again.
That's a hell of a run.
29-0 over the last 3 years when they have a lead after quarter one. They're also 64-7, which is 90%, since 2018 when they lead after the first quarter. The quick starts happen against Buffalo. If they are out to an early lead, even if it's 7-0 at the end of the first quarter, the data tells you the Eagles are in massive, massive trouble because Andy Reid is willing to alter his game plan. We can call it conservative
and just grind
if we want. Maybe it's conservative, maybe it's not, but they're able to do what they have to do. And there's never more of an example of a game that you just got to find every way just to grind out the win. It doesn't matter. There's no such thing as style points in the Super Bowl.
25-22 last year. Wasn't some wow, what a show, like the one 2 years ago against Philly.
Yeah, 38-35.
Where it was back and forth the entire time. I'll point out Kansas City does score 31 points a game in the wins over the last three Super Bowls. So holding them down has been difficult for a lot of defenses, even really good defenses that they faced coming the postseason. I think this just speaks to probably an underplayed part of what has happened this year and over the last 2 years. Last year, the Chiefs started slow. They were not a fundamental team. They made a lot of mistakes. They turned the ball over. They had not found their way defensively for a little while. That was then saving them for a little while. They had no offense to speak of more than anything. And they were kind of lost. And then right after they lost on Christmas Day against the Raiders, they went on a streak and did not lose until week 11 of this year and have not lost since that game in games in which they pulled their starters, which means, Gold, we're talking, what, so all the way through December, January, February, 14 months, they have lost one game in which they were trying to win. Singular. That is undersold as far as an ability to win. If this was, and it's crazy because it's funny, it's like, if one win is different, they beat Buffalo in what was a close game that they lost in the regular season, then they probably start their starters against Denver, and I'll be honest with you, if they start their starters against Denver, I think they win it. And then we're talking about one of the single greatest runs of all time. They finished the rest of their season last year doing nothing but winning all the way to the Super Bowl, then they're undefeated going into it. One win less during that time? That to me is just like a statistical fact that would occur in most cases. You're going to lose a game occasionally. That's why they're 29-0. They get a lead, and then they never get up, and they just win and win and win and win and win.
And somebody on the text line was asking, what's the opposite? Like, what's the record when they're not leading? That's a great question. I do not have that.
65-70% would be my guess.
They win a ton of games, right? But no, in fairness, I do not have the stat in front of me. But based on what we know they've done with Andy Reid and how many wins they've had over the last 4 or 5 years, it's probably still 60-plus percent of the time.
So I can tell you in the history of Patrick Mahomes, he has about a 65% win percentage in games in which he trails by double digits. So he wins 65% of the games. He trails by double digits. So it's probably fine when they trail at the end of the first quarter. I doubt it has any real impact on whether or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a difference level. I'm not saying that fans wouldn't be nervous, but I think it's very clear based off of game plan and the style of play. If the Eagles are down 10-0, it is way more problematic than if the Chiefs are down 10-0. Not only because they've been down that in these Super Bowls, but based off of Saquon Barkley and what they want to do with their run scheme. If they are forced to pass, and it's obvious passing downs, and after one quarter, they're not going to shy away from running. But if that were to continue, that's trouble for them. If Kansas City's down, I know they're not going to panic. 17-1 score games, they're going to continue with their game plan. They're going to trust that, hey, if I get the ball back to number 15, he's going to make something special happen, even if it seems like nothing good is going on for the team the entire half, the entire quarter, the entire three quarters. That one time, special play and it's game on again. That you can't have that same feeling about Philly. I'm not sitting here telling you that the Eagles cannot win this game. Not at all. We'll give our official predictions coming up at the end of the hour. But there are more. We said it over and over during this run. There are more outs for Kansas City. You play poker a lot, Cody. There's a lot of outs for this Chiefs team. Just like if you're playing poker, far more of them for Kansas City than there are scenarios to win for the Philadelphia Eagles.
They haven't even needed the quick strike offense yet. They even needed that 70-yard bomb to get them back in the game or give them a strong lead. If they ever, and they don't need it to win, but if they ever hit on one of those, Gold, well, then it's all she wrote for somebody.
All right, let's go out to the Pheasant Fest Hotline. National Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic is coming to the Kansas City Convention Center March 7th to the 9th. Visit pheasantfest.org, and we head down to the Big Easy, and we check in with our guy, Dusty Likens, host of Fesco and Dusty. They've been in New Orleans all week long. You just wrapped up your final show. I know that feeling, man. I know that you got to be feeling very good right now.
Oh, dude, it's so nice to finally be done because, well, I mean, first off, like, shout out to Mac and to Nathan for, like, all their help and support because, I mean, it is crazy. I mean, like, Mac's out there like Sonic the Hedgehog running around trying to get, like, all these guests. Half of them say no to you. The other half look at you and ask, who the hell are you? Why are you a child and allowed here, Mac? So that sort of stuff's fun. But, yeah, now there's, now you get to relax, get to enjoy it. We just got into our new place, staying at the Holiday Inn. Shout out to Chingy. And we're a block away from Bourbon Street. We're in the French Quarter, so now it gets real wild.
Okay, so
we have
some things to address. One, Drew doctored a piece of audio for you and made something sound bad. Let's play the piece of audio. Drew, pull it up. Pull up the piece of audio yesterday.
You had Trey
from Dusty
Hendrickson.
When you had Trey Hendrickson on.
Who Dame, we respect you guys.
Play again.
Who Dame, we respect you guys.
And we said, I can't believe he said who day to a fellow teammate. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't say go birds if you had an Eagles player on.
No.
But it turns out you did not say it exactly that way. Would you like to are you upset that he doctored the audio first?
I mean, I don't care. Trey Hendrickson's a stud. He's well polished. He had nothing but respect for the Chiefs. So I just return the favor.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like
think
that.
We respect,
thank you, Dusty.
I think we respect him. I just would not have said, who day. I think Chiefs fans, people in the Texan were not happy with you, Dusty, that you said who day to him. I think it is. Yeah, it's like saying go birds. It's like saying M-I-Z to Carrington or something. You just don't, I just wouldn't have done it. People were not happy.
Well, yeah, but Cincinnati doesn't bother me like they bother you, Gold. And the text line obviously doesn't like me either, so that's fine, too. We're not playing Cincinnati. If we were playing Cincinnati, I wouldn't have done it. The guy was nice enough to come sit over with us. He gave Bob a stick of Old Spice, and then he just, you know, whatever. So, you know, the guy was cool. He gave us some information. He gave us his time. I figured instead of giving him money or taking a selfie with him, which Cody probably would have done or sang him a song, I'd much rather say, Uday to Trey Hendrickson, who's a really cool guy, who's really nice. But unfortunately, you know, you can't please everybody, but hey, it's a business. Know how to work it. So that's what we did there. So I don't mind.
The other thing that was brought up, and this I have no idea what happened. You have to just fill us in. Multiple people today, Dusty, have texted in about something involving you and Diana Rossini. What are they talking about?
Oh, I don't know. She's married with kids, but she asked me if I wanted to be her Manny, and then she called me Big Dust at the end of the interview. Like, thanks for
listening.
Yeah, so appreciate that, guys, for listening to our great groundbreaking
Super Bowl coverage. That's because the text line, as you know, just completely takes everything, you know, out of context. Can I read you the text that they were saying?
No, they don't.
Never. I know,
oh,
Dusty, the text line's always right, man. You know this.
Right.
It says, Dusty
asked
Diana Rossini if he could be her big dom today. Super crazy that he's still single.
Oh, that's a lot of sarcasm. That's good. Yeah, that's good. You can read the sarcasm into that text. Yeah, I don't know. She said she was from South Philly. We got on the topic that Big Dom was like at the media night and she saw him. And I was like, do you need a Big Dom? And she was like, no, I don't really need security. And I was like, oh, well, shoot your shot. That's all on air. It's recorded. It's there for you to hear it. And then, you know, she's like, well, I could use a Manny. My husband's just kind of over it, you know, all this sort of stuff. And I was like, well, you know, I could be your Big Dom or you could call me Big Dust. And she put it at the very end. And then I told Speck about it. And his response was, sounds flirty.
Well, it does sound flirty. Yeah, I mean, but you know what? You do you, man. What else is on the docket
really
today?
That was two really good-looking people sitting next to each other. The Aurora is off the charts. Sorry, geeks.
Yeah. I'll ask you this. Thinking of optics and everything, what's the scene like right now in New Orleans? Have you noticed it's just picked up quite a bit? Are there more Chiefs fans coming down?
No, but it is funny. The guy at the hotel that opened the door for us was wearing a referee shirt. And I just said, hey, it's our best friend. That got a few laughs. The other thing that's kind of interesting, I'm not going to try to complain too much about this. Very muggy. But I love it.
Oh,
I know it's like
Dusty.
It's like what? 30. What?
The humidity. Come on, Dusty.
We're about to get snow in 3 days, and it's been.
Well, he'll be back for that.
You know,
I'll be back for that. So I don't want to hear it.
So it's too muggy for you, okay?
Alex and Cody, do you guys want
to
hear the Big
Dust?
You
guys go to Vegas like 3 times a year in the middle of winter
muggy.
And have your chest hair out in a pool gambling.
Don't mind.
Big Dust.
There was right there.
Big Dust. So you think there'll be more Eagles? Play it again.
Oh, you want to play it again?
Don't mind.
Big Dust.
Yeah. Told you.
So you think there'll be more Eagles fans clearly than it sounds like on Sunday?
Yeah, there was. And there's a lot of hatred. Like, Bob almost fought a guy today picking up our credentials because he tried to cut us in line. And then he goes, oh, I didn't know you guys were media. And I picked out my card. I said, I think that's how you spell it. And then he goes, oh, I didn't know you guys were all chiefed out. Because we wore Chiefs clothes.
He was taking a shot.
Wow, media members don't wear the team gear is what he was saying. You're not covering
in the press box, not on Radio Row. Like, you can do that. Plus, our big boss above Speck was like, I really want you guys to lean into it and show yourselves as Chiefs fans. Wear clothes, wear jerseys, wear hoodies. I'm sorry, but if she's going to tell us to do that, I'm going to do it. So, the hatred is there. I'd say, honestly, guys, it's probably like 70-30 in favor for Philly because everybody wants to see the Chiefs lose and they're tired of them. We told you this the other day, that Creole guy that was cooking our food, he said he's just tired of somebody that just wants somebody else in the Chiefs. He's like, I hate him now. It's like, okay, well, thank you very much. So, yeah, we wore it proud today. We had the Chiefs on our chest and on our back, and everybody that just walked by just gave us these, like, dirty looks as if we were, like, unprofessional, and I just – you know, they say go birds. I gave them a couple birds and walked out of there.
It's fair. How close was it to fists? Throwing fists there over the credentials skipping into the line.
I mean, I've never seen Bob throw a fist, nor do I think he ever would. I think he's a lot of talk when it comes to that. But, I mean, challenge accepted if that guy kept going. But, I mean, dude, he literally tried to cut us in line. First off, he looked like the guy that creates Poison Ivy and Batman Forever. I know that's a weird reference, or Batman and Robin. He looked like that guy.
I'll have to Google that one.
Guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he looked like that guy mixed with, like, I don't know, the guy, Eric Clapton. And he tried to sneak in behind me, and I'm just like, I just went, hello. He goes, oh, are you in line? I said, where else would I be? He goes, I didn't know if you were a media member. And I picked out my credential. I said, says media. He goes, oh, I didn't know you guys were all chiefed out.
Wow.
Bob hears that.
Go ahead.
So Bob hears that, waits 5 minutes, goes over to him, just goes, did the team colors upset you? And he's like, no, I just didn't know that you were, I didn't know. And then, like, we're in the Uber on the other way, because Bob and I have split. Like, Bob's in his own hotel, Mac and I are in our own hotel. Two beds, so don't want to hear it, two beds. And so Bob was just, like, talking to me. He's like, man, I could have punched that guy in the effing face. And I was like, dude, do it.
Boy, can't wait till the
talk about some views on social media, guys. I mean,
yeah, what's the plan? Like, you're free for the night, right? So where are you? What's the plan this evening?
So we just got back. Bob still can't get into his hotel room, so he said he's eating a Starbucks sandwich and just waiting for his room to open up. Mac and I are in our rooms. We're a block away from Bourbon Street. We can walk to all the places. We don't have to get up early tomorrow. We don't have to get up early on Sunday, even though Sunday's a long day. But as you guys have known for me, I don't get hangovers, so I can do whatever I want sometimes, whenever I feel like it, and I get to sleep in for a whole 3 hours. So when I wake up at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, it's like sleeping in for 5 hours. So gonna get after it tonight. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I'm gonna get after it.
Good.
My eyes are gonna look like Casey Wolf's. Yeah, my eyes are gonna look like Casey Wolf's eyes about the third quarter when they're rolling around. He's pelvic thrusting. We'll see what happens. Let the good times roll. That's what they tell you to do here. And, two, three hurricanes, a couple of hand grenades, I'll be walking sideways.
The hand grenades, man, I'm telling that's – you got to have them, but you said a couple. That's what that
– dangerous game.
Yeah, a couple of those is where thing the whole night shifts on you, man.
Danger is my middle name.
Dusty, just don't look like that guy at the waste management who was about to fall. He was laying – he was standing diagonally.
Did you see that? Oh, my gosh. By the way, guys, I have to come clean. I'll break this on your show. So you're welcome, even though, you may not care. I think it's over with Paige Ferenc and Kay Adams. I'm not that guy.
Dude,
so the text line thinks, Dusty, that you're playing this way. You're trying to make Kay Adams jealous now. You're flirting with Diana Rossini a little bit, and now you think this is going to actually help you with Kay, you know?
No, I just got to get over it. She's so far beyond, like, superstar status, I had no idea. She's literally right behind us. Mac tried to book something with her through her people. We never heard back. Every time you go try to talk to her, she hides in the back. And I get it. She's a very beautiful lady. I'm sure there's a bunch of creeps out there. You're kind of talking to one, but I'm not creepy. But I did just want to, like, meet her, get a picture, and say, that I've done my deed. And then when we saw Paige the other night, I walked by, and she had one of those, like, guys with her that's, like, her – publicist or whoever. He was kind of a bigger guy. I spoke to him. I was like, just FYI, is that, or not FYI, I said, by the way, is that Paige Ferenc? And he just goes, yeah, it is. And I was like, okay, sorry. So, in life, you have to admit defeat. You have to admit that you're not going to ever get to that point. These ladies are so far beyond Dusty Likens and my status of just being a schmuck from Kansas City. They don't even know I exist. I'm a blip on the radar. I'm nothing. I've admitted it. It's over. I had my chance. Never got it. We move on.
Jeez.
Power forward, man. Hey, you know what? That means open for business down in New Orleans. So I like it.
I mean, there's a lot of business to be open down here as well, Cody, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
Dusty Likens, host of Fesco and Dusty. Enjoy the weekend, man. Seriously, there's nothing like it. I'm definitely jealous that you guys are down there, but I know you guys are going to have a great time. We'll check in, I'm sure, next week with you.
Yeah, dude, I'll be back. We'll be back Tuesday. We'll do the show from their place down here on Monday, then we'll fly back Tuesday, and I'll see all your guys' smiling faces when I get back, and we'll have a good time like we always do.
Oh, bring some confetti, please. We need it for the Cody and Gold Garage.
Yep, I've got all the bags in my – I've got like 4 30-pound Ziploc bags, so I'm good.
Beautiful.
They're all in my backpack. They're ready to go.
Awesome. There you go. Dusty Likens joining us here on 96.5 The Fan. Yeah, I said confetti. That's right. I'm confident they're winning. I said it. Go ahead and pack the confetti. Yeah.
Wow, the confidence. We did tell him. I sent him with two bags for our show so that we could make some jars again for the Cody and Gold Garage Sale. They've been a very, very popular item over the previous years. So wanted to make sure we were taken care of.
How about that? There was almost a fight. Oh, I mean, man. People are asking,
sound like the other guy trying to de-escalate, and Bob escalated.
Yeah. It sounds like a Friday, end of the week. People are tired, and people are, just doesn't take much to get people to set off people.
Yeah. Everyone's like, all right, we're all tired. Just trying to get my credential and move on. This is, like, so behind the scenes. They won't let you pick up your Super Bowl credential until the Friday or Saturday before because they don't want people to have time to recreate them or, forge them.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever thing that might try to occur. You can't get them until way later in the week, so everyone's trying to get them at the same time.
I just can't imagine how Bourbon Street's going to be insane, really Saturday night more than tonight, but even tonight. Scene with Eagles fans and Chiefs fans is going to be pretty incredible. I'm sure there'll be some videos that come out. I'm not even talking about from Dusty. I'm talking about just in general. There'll be some videos that come out from Bourbon Street over the next 24, 48 hours with Chiefs and Eagles fans. Hopefully everybody's just having a good time.
Like your confidence, you know? It's a feeling you kind of get used to, but then also I'm finally stopping the, like, I'm bored with, like, the I want to get there part and starting to get a part of the, like, okay, playing out the fake scenarios in your head. What happens if this play happens and how do they handle this and in this part of the game and where you're trying to figure out which way the game goes and who wins and why and all the other stuff. I'm just starting to play through the scenarios now because we're, like, 2 days away. Yeah. I mean, right?
Yeah, no, we are. Texas, man, I wasn't – after going into that that conversation with Dusty, we were trying to ask him about the Who Day thing, and he gave his stance on it. So I wasn't expecting Dusty to just bare his soul to all of us about his
– You know what? He just had an emotional week. His first trip, his first work trip as a full member of Fesco and Dusty, they got to go down to the Super Bowl. He gets to go to the game on Sunday.
That's right.
Just finished up a full week of Radio Row. You and I can speak to that. That first full week – in Miami, when you get to that Friday, you're like, oh, man, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, it's a great feeling.
You know, you're like, okay, I'm free, I think, but then there's a game and, like, the nerves and everything else is firing around. So I'm happy for those guys. I'm sure they're going to do a great job. Pay attention to their coverage, our coverage, over at TheFan965 on Instagram and on Twitter. Above all kinds of stuff before the game, after the game.
And I mean, based on the – definitely –
maybe tonight. Maybe follow tonight.
I think the personal Dusty Likens Instagram might be a good follow.
Or Snapchat if he's got one. You know?
I don't know if he – I don't really use Snapchat. I don't even know. I used to have one. I don't know.
Snapchat would be where you see the entertaining things. I feel like on Twitter, I don't think he'll put it on Twitter.
Is Instagram? You don't think?
I don't think Dusty's afraid to put that on his.
Are you guys? Are you friends with him on Snapchat?
No, I don't have Snapchat. No. I haven't had Snapchat in years.
That's what I'm saying. It's like I feel like for a while I was like, and then I'm like, I never even use this.
I'm just saying that might be the place because it's not that it's more private than Twitter or Instagram, but it feels like it's
temporary.
Yeah, it's more of a private use app, I guess, than a Twitter and Instagram. But yeah, you never know.
What do you say?
No, I was just looking. I was admiring the carousel. It's cool.
There's a carousel. There's a Tom Brady jersey.
We're at Rally House. If you need to get your gear for the upcoming game or for afterwards, they're going to be open afterwards. Come on down to Rally House. As Gold said, enter 30 minutes. You get down here, you can enter for a chance to win $250 gift card.
Up next, we'll get to what's trending, and then some of our final thoughts. How's this thing going down on Sunday night? What's it look like for a Chiefs victory? What's your favorite bet? You guys can text in as well. That's coming up next here as we continue on 96.5 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's trending?
It's presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. Of course, number one on What's Trending is it is Red Friday in Kansas City.
Correct.
People are flocking in to Rally House, getting geared up for Sunday's big game. This is the spot, one of their 16 locations. We're at the Oak Park location. You also go online to Rally House. .com. And if you get here in the next 25 minutes or so, you can still register to win a $250 gift card. As far as in New Orleans, today was the final practice of the season. Season for the
Chiefs. Just got to play a game and win, and then you get to kick it for a little while.
That's it.
I mean, go to a parade or party or,
hopefully,
you know, Disney World, depending on if you're the MVP, that kind of stuff. But mostly the stuff you just mentioned. So, I mean, it's Red Friday
the Super Bowl. One other note with this game, just where it's trending, is as the day has gone on, more Eagles money has come in terms of the betting market. So this has gone down to -1 in a lot of spots. So the Chiefs were 1.5-point favorites. Most books, not all, most, have it down to 1. One book briefly had it down to a pick'em. So do not be surprised. By the time we get to kickoff, the Chiefs are either underdogs or at least it's a pick'em, which I love.
Love it. Love it. Next up on What's Trending, Tyreek Hill, speaking to the media today, you know, the Radio Row related stuff, said he takes responsibility for the things he said at the end of the season when he said he'd want it out of Miami, but he plans on returning to the team next season despite his end of the year comments where the emotions got the better of him. He was asked about how hard it is to watch the Kansas City Chiefs continue to have success without him. He said, it's hard, but you got to keep cheering on the guys you spend some time with. So Tyreek Hill will be back with the Miami Dolphins, according to him, next year.
Oh.
Even though his end of the year statements were like, get me the hell out of here and I'm gone.
Frustrated.
He was just mad at the end of the year. I think that's what happened.
Also, maybe he realized financially and everything, like, yeah, you might want to just stay here, man.
Yeah, like 10 kids in here, I would take my check.
Next up on What's Trending, NFL honors were last night. All the talk and controversies around the MVP award just because Josh Allen did not make it to first team All-Pro. Lamar Jackson did, but the MVP still went to Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Did I say Josh Jackson? Maybe I combined the two.
I think you said Josh.
Josh Allen.
I don't want to say for sure.
The NBA player. Josh Allen.
Former Jayhawk.
Josh Allen was MVP. Saquon, Offensive Player of the Year. Jaden Daniels, Rookie of the Year. Joe Burrow was the Comeback Player of the Year. Coach of the Year went to Kevin O'Connell of the Minnesota Vikings.
I think if you get to 13-14 wins with Sam Darnold, you kind of deserve Coach of the Year. But the newness of it is what always bothers me.
Yeah.
Andy Reid hasn't won it since 2002. He had a 15-1 team with his starters and are now back in a Super Bowl. The fact that he only got a couple of votes really does never make sense.
Well, it's why next year you can already look ahead once the draft is done, and there's really probably only 5 or 6 coaches that have a real shot at winning, or 5 or 6 you can eliminate, I'm sorry, from winning it at least. Going to next year, it'll be some team that won like 7 games or so that now you think can win 11 or 12. Or
Harbaugh.
Or it's
like the postseason.
Dan Quinn,
takes
the Commanders to 14 wins next year or something. That's usually how it has to play out.
Kevin Stefanski has more Coach of the Years as correctly pointed out by Jim Beakley than Andy Reid. Next up on Watch Training, Kansas State could lose OC Connor Riley, according to Pete Pamel. He is expected to join the Dallas Cowboys staff as their new offensive line coach. The well-respected college coach, according to most, Connor Riley, would be their second OC to leave in the last couple of years, this time for the Dallas Cowboys, an offensive line. Tough loss for K-State. Especially with Avery Johnson, you don't want him getting a new offensive coordinator in what should be a boom year for him.
Yeah, I don't know enough about the inside there, if they're going to just promote somebody or if they'll go outside the program. Next up on What's Trending, more and more international games in the NFL being announced. The latest has to do with the Steelers. They're going to play in Dublin, Ireland next year. I don't know when in the season that'll take place, but it will be probably in October is when they've been doing a lot of these international games. So Steelers, have the Rooney family has ties, so that will be a team that makes a lot of sense to play the first ever game. We don't know who they're going to play. We know that the Chiefs have a chance maybe to play in Germany next year. We'll see. If not, 2026, there's an opponent on their schedule that has a game in Melbourne, Australia, talking about the Rams. So this is... it's going to keep happening, man. There's going to be new sites every year. We know this is – we're long past the being so outraged about the international games. This is just part of the league now.
Yep. There's going to be about one a week forever, pretty much. Lastly on What's Trending, Terry Bradshaw was asked about his future retirement plans. Says he's got 2 years left on his Fox deal. Says he wants to do it till he's 80.
He's 76.
Four more years on the Fox set. Does he get there?
I don't know. I'll be honest. Watching it this year, and there's been some clips that have gone viral – doesn't sound as sharp. Just saying.
Bradshaw and I got beef, as you remember.
He's been on this show before, and I didn't know if he was on Radio Row and stuff. I don't think he was on this year, but he's been on the show before. And he was listening to you and I talk before he hopped on the show, and he clearly listened to you closely because this is what happened 2-3 years ago.
And I think I'm still talking to Alex because the sissy guy hadn't said a word yet.
What the hell is me?
Oh, there he is.
The hell I ever did.
He was listening before he called in, or while he was waiting on hold, and he said, oh, this must be Alex talking. And then he said, the other guy is the sissy guy.
Little sissy man.
That's so out of pocket, that comment.
Dude, that was the whole interview. He just dunked on me for like 10 straight minutes.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
I don't know what the hell I did to Terry Bradshaw.
A legend, but I do think
my beef is Bill Snyder, Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
What's with
my life, Justin Timberlake? These are the people who have said things to me, you know?
Yeah.
Did things to me.
Timberlake, you're not blocked. What is it with older, legendary figures that you seem to rub the wrong way?
Oh, my gosh.
And you end up getting blocked or they're upset, you know?
Must be my energy.
That Bradshaw one's one of our favorite moments on the show's history. We're going on year six, and Terry Bradshaw calling in. He was promoting a luncheon. He was giving a speech.
The United Way.
Yeah. Or Salvation Army.
Salvation Army, yeah.
I'm not 100% sure. It was one of those. I think it was Salvation Army, but I don't know.
Charitable organization inside the Kansas City area.
There you go. How about that?
Keep it vague.
Yeah. Someone says, Bradshaw needs to go away. They thought he was disrespectful to Andy Reid.
Wow.
Bradshaw will probably be the person to do the – I wonder if he would be the person, or Rinaldi would, to do the trophy celebration. Because remember, 2 years ago, it was Bradshaw.
Took the waddle over here.
Yeah, the
they'll have Strahan up there.
You think?
I think they should.
I just hope that if the Chiefs win Sunday, that it's
Tom's got to bring the
Tom Brady's walking Lombardi trophy as they're all touching it, just like John Elway had to do. It'd be so good. So good.
I do like the visual.
That's what's trending. Here on Cody and Gold, we're broadcasting live from Rally House in Oak Park, right across from Oak Park Mall, as everybody's getting set for the game on Sunday. And these Red Friday shows, man, come playoff time, we kind of just get used to it, man.
Yeah, we're pretty much at a Rally House.
Everybody, you gotta have,
during a Red Friday.
You got to have new gear. Like this gentleman, I like the hoodie he's got, Kansas City versus everybody. I kind of like that.
That's also the true energy, I feel like,
right now in the city.
Look, this will go into play for how we do the game. Let's do our predictions. Brought to you by Volkswagen Lease. I'm going to check out their great President's Day sales event where you can get great deals on all remaining 2024 Volkswagen models. You know I love my Tiguan. Look forward to getting it back very soon. But so when you look at it, this game can go a lot of different ways, and you and I have never denied the fact that the Eagles have a number of paths to victory. I just think the Chiefs have more. And look, I don't think we're going to surprise anybody here at this point, Gold, when you and I both give a score prediction eventually with actual numbers tied to it in which we predict the Chiefs to win. Here's why, before I tell you the score. The reason why I think they're going to win. I think their defensive line is just as good as Philly's. I think they have a noticeable upgrade at quarterback. I think that they do better against elite-level running backs and just about anything else defensively than they typically do. And a completely underrated part of the storyline is one team has the significantly more consistent special teams, and that is Kansas City. And for all of those reasons and the Andy and Patrick factor, yeah, I do think the Chiefs are going to win because I think it'll be another relatively high-scoring game in which they have to go back and forth a little bit. But when the lights are on the brightest and it's the fourth quarter of a Super Bowl, Mahomes will find a way to win. So I've got him 30-24. But I think for all the reasons I just mentioned why I think they're going to win.
So Saquon Barkley, we all know, is one of the biggest keys to this game. And I don't know how you cannot, because I certainly don't look at this as a task too big for Steve Spagnuolo. I have ultimate confidence. How can you not?
Yeah, we all think he's a Hall of Famer. I want to build a bronze statue.
Best defensive coordinator. And there will be an answer. Now, does that mean they're holding him down to 50 yards? No. I think there will be an answer. I don't expect to see the big 50-plus yard run that we've seen happen. That has been just a devastating blow to team after team. You can hold him in check, and he gets the 60-yard run. All of a sudden, it's a tie game. All the momentum swings. I don't believe that's happening. Now, could he have a 15, 20-yard run at some point? Sure. I'm just saying I think Spags will have a plan to keep him in check from the big play that will actually get you. They'll move the ball, make Jalen Hurts have to make the plays. If you lose and it's Jalen Hurts going out and making the plays, so be it. That is still the path that I think they will take, and I like the Chiefs' chances if that's the scenario that plays out. Trent McDuffie, Jalen Watson matching up with A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith. I believe that will be the game, really. I know as much as we talk about Barkley, I think it'll be more of does McDuffie and Watson hold up against the combination and the outside.
Tough guys to guard.
Really good wide receiver talent. And then on the Chiefs' side, look, there's the obvious, and I'm with you, man. It's like, look, if Mahomes has the ball late, how am I not betting that he can get the job done? I also think, though, in this game, you're going to see Kareem Hunt have more of an impact than anybody's talked about all week. Not that they're going to run the ball 30 times or something, but I think Kareem Hunt will have some success. All the talk about this defensive front in Philadelphia and that the Chiefs O-line, oh my gosh, how are they going to match up? I actually think, surprisingly, there will be more opportunities than we think for Kareem Hunt to have some impact on this football game. I have Kansas City winning also in a high-scoring game, going over the total of 48.5, 34-27. Earlier in the week,
wow, you got to buy a touchdown.
Earlier in the week, I had this as a closer margin, 34-27. The margin has expanded as the week has gone on. I feel better and better, especially with the way more and more people are talking about this game. There's also some illness stuff going on with the Eagles heading into this
one. That's interesting, right? We didn't talk a lot about that.
There's the excuse for when they lose, guys.
You might be right. No, I'm confident, man. Better coach, better quarterback, better defensive coordinator. I just don't believe Kellen Moore is out-coaching Steve Spagnuolo. Even if in the first drive he gives him a look that we haven't seen, I think Spags, we have shown us time and time again, he's going to adjust.
And we've seen Andy can unlock and unload things people haven't seen before. Yeah. He just did that with that. That Mahomes run is one of the most beautiful ways I've seen them take advantage of a team. We didn't run this thing all year, and then we just ran your play on you, and Travis Kelce's the perfect lead blocker to do it. Someone was breaking down how he knows to let the inside linebacker go because he faded too close to the inside. The whole thing. So beautifully designed. I always feel like Andy's got that somewhere up his sleeve.
What's your prediction, Drew? Then we can run through some bets. People are asking for some of our favorite bets for the game. I've got
you
five
guys ready
or six
for this?
If you missed that betting show. Let me hear it, Drew.
All right, so I think this game is going to be close. I think it's going to come down to the wire, as all the games have been. I think it's going to be a one-possession game. I do think Travis Kelce is going to have himself some moments. I think Xavier Worthy is going to have a big opportunity in this game. Better coach, obviously, in this matchup. The better quarterback in this matchup. In the end, I think the score is 26-23. The Chiefs are not going to three-peat. It's going to be the Eagles.
No, Drew!
Wow, okay.
Why?
See, you're
giving an honest opinion. You're not just doing this to troll.
Dead serious. Honest opinion. Eagles. I always give you the honest opinion.
Where do so I'm assuming you, if you think that, then Saquon's having a huge day, then. That's what you're saying?
I think that it's going to be important for them to. It'll be interesting to see what Spags does in terms of either loading the box or sitting back and playing that zone. I know that Barber mentioned one thing. This didn't necessarily sell me on the pick, but the counter runs that are extremely hard for defenders to defend, essentially. They have to be in the right gaps at the right times. It just feels like, not that things have to be too perfect for them, because I think Spags and them would do a really nice job. It's what Tyrann Mathieu said, where you've got to play all four quarters with Saquon. Where if he has any sort of freshness, I think he's got the potential to break out one of those big runs where I don't know if it ices it or anything like that, but I feel like Saquon's going to have a play where we're like, okay, yes, this is the guy that is the best running back in football. This is the reason why the Eagles are here, and it makes sense because he's making a big play late to win this football game. That's the way that it feels to me Saquon's going to have himself a nice day, I think.
All right, because I did not expect you to pick the Eagles, Drew, that's somewhat shocking, I'll be honest, even from you.
God, I thought you'd just earlier, say Chiefs just to appease people.
Earlier in the show, Cody agreed that if Felix Anudike Uzama comes up with a huge play, he'll do the ice tub. So, Drew, are you willing? If you're wrong, you want to do the ice tub?
Yeah,
I'll come for you on your Eagles.
I will do the ice bath for 2 seconds.
Okay.
You guys. Well, I don't think we do 2 segments because of health-related concerns.
Yeah, yeah. We'll let that happen.
Okay. It's probably going to have to be like a 5 to 10 minute situation. Hey, that means you're the only person on the ice bet. If Noah Gray actually gets our bet, will you sit in it?
Deal.
Okay. Yeah. There we go.
I'll be fine because that means I make over a grand. So yeah. More than a grand.
The main reason, real quick, before we get into the bets, I think is defensively. For the Eagles, I don't think it's a matter of them sacking Patrick Mahomes. It's can Xavier Worthy actually get open? I think there's going to be a moment where the battle with him, and maybe if it's Quinion Mitchell, I don't know, but he's going to have Xavier Worthy, I think, is going to have a big game in order for the Chiefs to win.
Okay.
I don't disagree, so
the wagers are out there. Somehow, some way, most likely there's an ice
bath. I'm down for an ice bath. Yep.
Involved.
Feels like there's
the Chiefs are winning, I think Drew's in the ice.
Well, path. Hey, and you know,
maybe it'll be two people. Maybe Chiefs will win. It'll be Felix.
And listen, I don't want to be this guy. I don't want to be this person either. But if the Chiefs do win, in fairness, there will still only be one active quarterback to have done what they have done.
Come on, so, see now you're just
loser stuff there, though.
That means I would pick the Chiefs.
You want to pick a team, you know? Like you want to give us an honest opinion.
I give you an honest opinion. Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's get through. Some people were asking, they want to know some of our favorite bets. If you do want some of them, they're up on podcast, That Betting Show. I hosted it on Wednesday. That was the final one of the year. Went through a bunch of bets. But I'll run through a couple, and Cody, see what you like as well.
Yeah. I've definitely got stuff in.
In the text line. Yeah, everybody. I mean, this is the most bet on sporting event of the entire season. So one of my favorite bets, Kareem Hunt over 11.5 rush attempts for this game. It's plus money. It's plus 102. And he's the number one back. He's got over this total 3 out of the last 5 games. I believe one way or the other, I'm not going to bet the yardage for Kareem Hunt, but he's going to have 12 or more carries in this football game, especially inside the red zone. So I really like that one. That's one of my favorite ones. I also like over 6.5 rush attempts for Patrick Mahomes. It's plus money. Remember, kneel downs count. If the Chiefs are going to win this game and they have the ball late, there's an opportunity. Even if he only has 4 rushes, he can get me 2 or 3 just on kneel down. So I like that I have like a way to kind of backdoor into the win as well. So those are two of my favorite bets. And then we've gone over the Noah Gray stuff. We're doing the fun one for 2 touchdowns, but I also like the opportunity. Noah Gray over 1.5 receptions is even money. Over 3 is 3 to 1. Over 4 is 4 to 1. And an anytime touchdown is 5 to 1. So those are some of my favorite bets. One last one we didn't talk about, Xavier Worthy, to lead all receivers in yardage for this game. Now, I'm not saying this is just more of a value play. He's 6 to 1 to have more receiving yards than A.J. Brown or Devonta Smith or Travis Kelce.
So I'll say, for the first time in what's a long time, Travis Kelce's numbers, right? He's at around 60.5, I think, total yards for the game. So, like, an underdog, I think I get a little higher than that, or a little lower than that on that end. I can't believe it's pretty much the same odds to get the yardage there on Xavier Worthy or Travis Kelce. And if you're telling me in a Super Bowl for a team that primarily plays zone defense and has good corners, I like Travis Kelce in this game, and I like his total again. I know he's coming off a game in which he didn't have to have the receiving yards. I think that's just a blip. So I've definitely got action on him. I think Patrick Mahomes' passing yards were too high. I was never really keen on that. I do feel really good about the Noah Gray, as you had previously mentioned. And truthfully, depending on where you are, like over to underdog, Saquon's higher or lower is 115.5. Well, I like it there.
I like the under.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
So I like the under there. They've only given up one rusher in all of their playoff games. Unders bags to run for more than that. It was Sony Michel. They've only given up 2 of the highest for Sony Michel and LeGarrette Blount. I think it requires a certain amount of elite-level quarterback play to run on them like that. They have to respect your pass game more than Spags will against this one. I'm not saying it's not a good pass defense, but like I just don't think Saquon's getting 110. So I like the under him probably most likely as well.
Drew, do you have one favorite bet or two? Other than, I guess it sounds like your Eagles to win.
Settle down. They're not my Eagles by any stretch of the imagination. They,
I think while you're in the ice bath, you can sing the Eagles fight song, too.
Oh, okay. You got to spell it wrong, though. E-L-G.
Whatever the mayor did, yeah. E-G-L-E-S, I think, is what the mayor did instead.
I will have to do that. I like the I like the potential for the Noah Gray 3+ receptions. I know you talked about that, Gold, in regards to the latter play. I think that might be a sneaky one, but I feel like Xavier Worthy's receptions is something that I've kind of been like Cody on. It seems like every week I'm high on the over-under, hitting the over on all of them, whether it's 4.5 or 5.5 or 3.5 when it was just starting, when he was really starting to come on. It feels like Xavier Worthy is going to still get a healthy batch of receptions, whether it's the quick pass play, whether it's the deep ball or anything like that. He's been a big, massive part of the reason why the offense has been as good as it has. I feel like him getting fed is something that is going to have to happen.
I kind of like it. That's why the Xavier Worthy little flyer on potentially having more receiving yards than anybody in the game, I don't hate it. It's not my favorite bet by any means, but if he's going to get the volume and the turf that they're on there in New Orleans, we know it's going to be, you know, regulated climate. It's going to be a good track. I think there's a chance in this game more than others that, not that he's going to catch a 60-yard pass per se as far as in the air, but hey, it's a 25-yarder, and he's able with that fast track to cut up the field maybe more likely, and all of a sudden you get more yards than you typically had. He's coming off a career day, as we know, against Buffalo. So that's a couple. Look, there's so many. There's literally thousands of different ways to bet this game. It's crazy. It's the most wagered on event for a reason, and it's a ton of fun. There'll be other ones that by the time we get to kickoff and everything that people will do. And if you're on Kansas' side, you can live bet. This will be the last Super Bowl, Cody, for you Missourians that have to
an underdog, you can do some live entries. But yes, you're right. Finally.
Spread and things like that. Yeah.
I am really, obviously, once we get through the Super Bowl again, we look forward to talking to you guys on the other side. And then we'll have some more stuff fun planned for this. But let's enjoy this one, right? Chiefs are going to play in their third straight Super Bowl. With a chance for a three-peat, they're going to play in their fifth Super Bowl in 6 years in like 2 days. Can't wait, I guess. What can I say? And this will be kind of weird. I'll get the Kansas City vibe this year. You know?
Yeah, it is in
town.
Different experience for sure. Yeah, Monday, I hope we're playing a highlight montage full of touchdowns, specifically from Noah Gray.
And, can we just re-air the game during our entire show?
Yeah. Gets one
just play 3 hours?
I think a majority, we'll just play three-minute chunks of highlights throughout the entire show on Monday, and then we'll have to make arrangements for that ice bath through.
Don't yell at me, please, anybody, but Bink and I are doing Chiefs extended pregame 9 a.m. to 1 p., so
nice.
Tune in. We're going to have Alex and Cody join, give their picks again, and we'll have everybody else on as well, including Spec. Right. Spec threw me under the bus a little bit. We're going to get Specter on the Chiefs extended pregame show.
He's probably picking Philly, you know? I bet you he is. All right. I hope everybody has a great week. And, of course, we are just days away from Super Bowl Sunday. We'll talk to you guys on Monday, hopefully for a celebratory show. See you on the drive coming up next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan.
The long dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.